The Woodman in the Morning on K104.
And we will rock you.
Here we go.
Let's give the good news first.
All right, so the good news, we always like winning awards and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We've won a few in the past, and it's great, you know, because we come in, we try to do our thing on the air. It doesn't get any easier. When you're on top, everybody always wants to knock you down.
And it's even better when you don't expect to win something.
No, we really didn't expect to win this at all.
Okay.
We never thought we would. Never did. And we actually
What is it,
did.
Best dressed? I'm kidding.
It's not best dressed. I'll tell you that. It is not best dressed.
Right.
No, it's Hudson Valley Magazine's Best of the Hudson Valley winner 2023. We won it.
That is the coolest.
And not only that.
We love that.
The radio station itself won it, too.
Oh, wow.
So it was like a double trifecta.
Oh, all right.
How cool is that?
So the radio station as a whole, the morning show as the morning show.
Yeah.
We won Best of the Hudson Valley 2023. We didn't expect this at all.
Have we won it before? I don't even know.
I don't know if we've won this one before.
No.
Because we get like, Times Herald Record. We win that one a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and
we get stuff all the time.
Regular rating ones, we always win. But this one was different.
It's not about the awards. We definitely appreciate, being recognized.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll gladly take the honor. But this particular...
the backstory is what's so great about it. Because we honestly...
Did you figure out a way to say it nicely?
Yes, because, a lot of people, a lot of businesses and stuff, they tell their patrons to vote for them because,
sure,
the more votes you get. But we didn't do that on the morning show. We never do. We just if you like us, you like us. If you don't, you don't. Who cares? Whatever. Yep. We win. If we don't, we don't. We don't care. We just throw it out there, right? So,
yes.
There's people in our building... Because we're not the only morning show in the building. There's are the only radio guys in the building. This is a big building. We have a lot of different people. Why is the hotline ringing right now? Is someone calling?
Go see who that is.
Go see who that is. Yeah. Someone's calling to shut us up. Now they stopped calling.
Do you have to be silenced?
Let me say this.
Do we have to ban your book?
About 4 months ago.
Yeah.
On the morning show. We happen to note that someone in the building from one of the stations, doesn't necessarily have to be K104, somebody in the building put up on their social media that they were nominated for Best of the Hudson Valley, and they were asking everyone to vote for them. And we read on the air, and if you're a listener that's here every morning, we read that person's post 4 months ago and said, look at this. Can you imagine this person putting this up here? How crazy is this?
A lot of people do that because you get votes.
The reason why we mentioned it is because we happen to be one of the nominees on
the same
nomination. So we said, hey, isn't it funny how somebody in the building is putting that up, and even though we're nominated too?
Yeah.
So we said, that's funny that they're doing that.
That's funny, right? So we don't know if we win because we got nominated. So we don't know if we win or we lost or whatever. We didn't know.
No.
We don't know how we find out.
We weren't even paying attention to it.
No.
Nah. And then one day happened.
Bam.
Where I guess one of the people in the building knew exactly what day a special letter would be coming to the radio station.
Okay. Right, because they heard that other winners had received their notification and they were waiting anxiously to see if they won.
So it arrived at the building from the post office.
The letter from Hudson Valley Magazine.
Yeah. And so they were all excited and they were joyful and they went downstairs and like, you got letters, Yes, yes, yes. So open the first letter. And then K104, best radio station. Everybody's like,
celebrate, right?
So then, that means there's one more letter, and that's for someone in the building, just that one person that stands out.
And of course, it had to be the person that was expecting it.
Yes, because they knew exactly the time and date that it was coming.
It only made sense.
So they're smiling, they're all happy,
and
they go to the letter, and they open it up, and Woodman, what the hell? What the hell is this?
How can it be?
This is a bunch
of crap. How can that happen?
son of a...
No one has seen that letter since that day.
Hello.
I haven't even seen the letter.
It's ripped up, probably.
It's gone.
Yep. Shredded, honey.
The Woodman in the Morning on K104. It's a new day.